This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1504, Why You Should Always Go for the Long Shot.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, find out how to slip in a useful phrase that shows your respect for the other person when you ask for their time, and find out what it says about you while you build the connection.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Awesome, Michelle. What's going on?
Nothing much. How are you? Oh, I just said, how are you?
You said, how are you?
I already did it. Here, we'll just go back and forth for the entire episode asking
each
other.
This is what they call Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day.
I love it. So recently I sent Jessica a message and we were trying to figure out meeting times. And I was kind of, I didn't think that this was really a possibility.
Yeah.
But I figured, do you ever have that where something probably can't happen, but you want to just ask anyway?
Yes. I love that. Yeah, totally. That situation happens a lot. So what did you say to indicate that?
Well, what it was is we were trying to figure out a time to meet. And I think at the time I was driving around trying to get my son to nap and we were in the car and I was able to like talk to her in that moment.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I doubt that I'm giving her enough notice. But I emailed her and I said, I know it's a long shot, but can you talk?
Yes. I love it. I love it. So I say that one more time. I know it's
a long shot. Right. And then I said, but can you talk now? Are you available now?
Yes.
So, and when I used this, I was like, oh my goodness, what a good episode topic, because I love this expression. Lindsay, what do you think?
Yeah, our listeners have got to know about this. Guys, so natural, so native. I mean, clearly it comes from a situation that you used in your real life. So that's how you know you're getting the real English here, guys. Really, it's also kind of, I like this one because it implies that you're not trying to impose on the person's schedule. It's a little bit humble in a way.
Right. Exactly. It gives somebody an opportunity to say no and feel okay about it.
Exactly. That's why this one is one of those dynamic phrases we want you guys to put in your back pocket and make use of it. Okay.
Maybe put it in your front pocket even.
Front pocket. Not the back pocket.
Or maybe your shirt the bag. Pocket. Some pocket.
Guys, go ahead and hit subscribe on this podcast. If you want to start off on the right foot in 2021 with All Ears English, make sure you hit subscribe because we publish multiple episodes a week and bonuses that you will totally miss if you're not subscribed. Right, Michelle?
Oh my gosh. Yes. You don't want to miss these episodes, right? Any bonuses that we have, definitely subscribe today.
Definitely. So, all right, let's go into it a little bit more, Michelle. What does it mean?
So, it's a long shot. It means that you know, there's a little chance of something happening, right, Lindsay?
Yeah. So I guess you know that it's unlikely that the person is, that this is going to happen right now. So you state that again, like you said, Michelle, give them an out, give them an excuse. Don't impose on them. Don't make them feel bad for saying they're not available.
I like that expression you use to say, to give them an out.
Yes, I like that too.
So it's a give them a way out. Give them a way to say no, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it can be used in a few different ways, right, Michelle? I mean, does this make you think of any sports?
Yeah, well, it kind of makes me think of basketball, actually. I'm not sure if it comes from basketball, but okay. It makes me think of, like, you know, somebody, I don't know, do you ever watch basketball, Lindsay?
Yeah, I mean, once in a while, basketball is on at my house, so I'll see it in the background for sure. But I know you're a big fan. You're a big Knicks
fan.
Yeah,
well, I like to watch basketball, but it makes me think of, like, sometimes do you ever see right before the buzzer goes off and somebody's all the way across the court yes. and they still throw it up?
Yes, I know what you're saying.
So I actually don't know if that's technically called a long shot or not, but that's what it makes me think of, right? Like this, it's like you're throwing it, like this visual of throwing it really far, and like it's probably not going to happen, but you're still going to give it a try, and you never know.
Yeah, the other one that makes, I think that might be called like a Hail Mary or something. I think in football they have like a Hail Mary, this idea of like just throw the ball and see what happens. Just try with whatever you have. I don't know. I have to ask someone that's into football. But it's that idea, right? Just do what you can at the last second. So
exactly.
That's a good visual though.
Exactly. It is this visual. So guys, let's talk about, you know, some contexts where you would use it. So yeah, you can use it with sports. You could say, oh, I know it's a long shot, but the team may actually win this one.
Yeah. So you mean it's unlikely that they're going to win, but you're saying maybe they will. They might win.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Exactly. Or what's another time you might use it?
So when you're getting a job, and this can be kind of like a little distressing sometimes when you see that it's such a great job and a lot of people are applying.
Yeah. Oh my
gosh. For example, there are 100 applicants. So it's really a long shot. Maybe I have a chance though. But we still have to try for things in life, right? We still have to try.
Absolutely. But yeah, this is definitely a good one for applying for jobs. It can be, oh my gosh. Oof. I mean, when you see that something is like very popular, you know that it's a very popular job.
Yeah.
But yeah, like definitely. You said, you still have to try.
Mm-hmm.
Or another one could be when you're looking for a house, right? You're trying to buy a house, right? So you could say something like, oh, there were 12 offers on the house. So it's a long shot.
Yeah, I can't imagine. That's another scenario where you get that feeling, you know, that familiar feeling where it feels like, well, why should I try if there's so much else, so much competition to things? But it reminds me of that phrase. What's that famous phrase? Like you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yes.
Who said that? I'm trying to think of who it was. I think, was it like Michael Jordan? It was an athlete. I know, guys. You have to look it up. Go find it online. See who said it. But it's so true. It's so true.
Yeah. It is true. It's like you either have a little chance or no chance. So isn't a little chance better?
Right. However, I don't know if that's a good reason to play the lottery.
Good point. Right. With gambling, then you can get into some trouble.
Yeah. We could take that in the wrong direction potentially. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, it's a long shot, but it's better than not trying. Yeah. You don't want to get carried away. Let's be reasonable.
No. Okay. What else, Michelle?
Well, if an answer is right, so maybe like on a game show. Right.
Yeah.
You might be checking. So you might say something like, OK, I'm going with B. I know nothing about this topic. So it's a long shot. But yes, B.
Yeah. Some people are just really good at like deducing and just connecting dots. Even if they don't know the topic, it's trivia or something. They don't know that subject area. They can make educated guesses that tend to be right.
Yeah. You know? Do you watch any game shows?
No, not really. My grandmother used to watch Wheel of Fortune every night at 7 p.m. She was always in front of the TV watching Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
But I don't. What do you watch? Anything?
No, I don't. But growing up, I watched Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Okay.
So I loved that. And I mean, of course, I can't not mention Jeopardy.
Jeopardy's famous. And then the ones that are coming back are like, remember Supermarket Sweep from
the 80s? I know. That's with Leslie Jones. And I have to watch that because I know people love it. And then there's also The Weakest Link is back.
The Weakest Link. It's funny because I think they're just recycling either the exact show that was popular in the 80s, 90s, or it's like a version of it with the same concept.
Right.
Cooking shows I watch sometimes. Those are popular. Those are fun.
Oh, wait, you know what I do watch? Oh, my gosh. I guess this is technically a game show. The Masked Singer.
The what? The masked singer. Okay, I don't know that one.
Oh my goodness gracious. I think it, guys, you'll have to let me know if we have listeners in South Korea. I think it's a Korean show, actually.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I'm so sorry if I'm wrong about that, but I think it is inspired by another show. And it's basically, oh my gosh, it's so terrible and it's so amazing all at the same time. basically, just really quick, it's celebrities singing and they are masked in like these really elaborate costumes and you have to guess who they are.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. I love it. There's a lot
just
of stuff
one of those
out there,
guilty
guys.
Pleasure ones.
Guilty pleasures. Love it. All right.
Yes, definitely. All right. So long shot. All right. The next one, Lindsay, what's another way?
Hey guys, go ahead and hit subscribe now on All Ears English Podcast, wherever you listen, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, Google Podcasts. Let's have a great 2021 together by focusing on connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. So take the first step by hitting subscribe right now. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Again, just like you said, Michelle, when you're scheduling something. Okay, so for example, I know it's a long shot, but I'm around this afternoon if you have a few minutes to talk. Good for business, right? If you're trying to, like you were, try to make a connection with a colleague. Also good for, you know, email writing. I think trying to connect with mentors is something that really comes to mind. Just this week, I was helping someone write an email to connect with a mentor. You're trying to find a mentor. These people are obviously successful, busy, they're older, they have a lot going on. So it's a good idea to throw that in to not impose.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, I think it does kind of show a level of respect.
Definitely.
Yeah. So yeah, you respect people's time and, you know, you realize, I mean, it's good. It shows you also realize that you're not the most important person in the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It shows that you're being a little humble. You're kind of deferring to the person. So good. So
you're
Michelle,
flexible.
You're flexible. Exactly. Is there a role play that we could do today that'll show our listeners how to use it?
Well, I'm glad you asked because there is.
Good. I know that our listeners love role plays here. So,
so in this role play, we're sisters.
Okay, cool. Cool. Here we go.
Oh, it's a very short role play.
Okay, sure. I have so much work to do.
Ugh, me too. Ugh. Hey, I know it's a long shot, but do you think you could pick up Tracy from school?
I'm really sorry. I can't. Oh God, shot down.
Ooh.
And sometimes that'll happen, right? But at least you haven't imposed on the person and made them feel like they have to do that because that could create some drama.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's this buffer of like, yeah, you're good. Like, I know this is a lot to ask you, right? And understanding that.
Exactly. So what happened in that exchange there then, Michelle? I mean, we already kind of said that, right?
Well, yeah. But basically, I mean, it sounds like, you know, maybe either one of us is the other aunt, you know, because we're sisters. Mm-hmm. And, right, you know, you are asking for a favor. And you say, I know it's a long shot. Maybe you're saying that because you know that that person has a busy schedule. And then I say, no. Okay, fine. So it didn't work out.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So there's a couple of other ways that we might say this, guys. So take out your pen and paper and write these things down. What about this one, Michelle? A slim chance.
Yes, that's just like a very little chance. Or you could say chances are slim, right? So you could say, I know there's a slim chance X might happen, but I figured it never hurts to try. So maybe like, I know there's a slim chance that you're, that I'll win the lottery. No, I don't want to use that. I know there's a slim chance that my cake will win first prize at the show, but it never hurts to try.
If you had to go on a baking show cooking show, which one would you rather do?
Baking or cooking?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good question. I think cooking.
Okay, cooking.
What about you?
That's what I, because baking is really about precision.
Exactly.
Right?
That's exactly my reasoning.
Yeah, you can't just throw in some butter.
And hope for the best. Sugar. You're just like, oh, well, let's try a little bit of this. Yeah, that's why I'm more of a, I like to cook, but more than bake. I love to bake, but it's a little scarier.
Yeah, it's a little scary. I don't even attempt to
bake. There's not much room for error.
Yeah, no. Yeah, for sure. And this one's really good too, guys, on the off chance. So guys, it's a chunk. On the off chance that, and it comes with a that at the end. So I know you're probably busy, but on the off chance that you have a second, I'm right around the corner if you want to meet.
Right. Exactly. So yeah, it's like, I know it probably won't happen. Same idea. Yeah. And then the last one is remote possibility.
Ooh. Right. How does that go, Michelle?
So I don't think this is the right answer, but there's a remote possibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So these are all really good options. Also, when you're setting up a schedule, you know, sometimes for us when we record, you know, you don't know like if something's going to happen with the schedule, if maybe with your family, something will come up. So
I don't know what you're talking about.
You may sometimes use some of these in our emails, right? Chances are slim that I'll be available on Wednesday at 6:15. For example, not teasing you at all, Michelle. So this is a good way when you prearrange meetings too, not just a quick phone call.
Right. Exactly. So it's super useful. I mean, guys, the takeaway for today is this is a useful expression. It shows it's very dynamic because it says a lot about you. When yes. you use it, it shows that you're humble, you're flexible, you know you're not the center of the universe, you are working with the other person, you're giving them an opportunity to say no.
Ooh, I like that you said that, Michelle. It says a lot about you, you know? Mm-hmm. So what we say is not just about the connection, it's not just about the other person, it's about what it says about you as a person and your attitude towards them, right? So let's dive into that in another episode. Very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Right, exactly. How people perceive you based on what you say.
Yeah, I love it. So good. Okay, guys, so go over and grab the iOS app. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses. We're going to have a personal power list over there. Lots of words to choose from. And make sure you hit subscribe on your podcast player. All right.
Okay, Lindsay, this was fun. And just as the siren is going off outside, if you guys can hear that, I will be signing off.
All right. It's New York. There you go.
All right.
All right, bye. Michelle, talk soon. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.